that I call home. And my father lived the same, and my father before him. But now I see in my son's eyes something has changed. Now the smoke, it has stopped rising from the chimney up the road. Last year I lent a hand to haul the boats onto the land. They've been lying there for 19 months or more, and I wonder will they lie there evermore. 'Twasn't many years ago, strapping men around here traps out on the sea, and then shortly they'd return, loaded down from stem to stern, and weigh out their fish and store their gear away. Now the waters are as barren as the cliffs that guard the coast. And I wonder how the ocean turns as lifeless as a stone. And I wonder, can the sea revive once more? And I wonder, will they lie there evermore? Well, I hear some people say we'd be better off to stay ashore and train for jobs outside the fishery. Now wouldn't I look like a fool to go traipsing off to school after 40 years of living off the sea? Now my son, he's barely 21 and handy at the trawl. For years he helped me fish the Labrador. Now he's moving to Ontario before the first snowfall. Dad, there's nothing left for